As we slowly adapt to the new normal, we are always reminded to follow SOPs diligently to lower the risk of new clusters emerging. It is a task that involves two parties, the organization implementing the SOPs and the public. If one or both fail to adhere to the SOP, we might put our country at risk. With all the SOPs in place, we are now able to travel again, albeit just within the country. However, a man has shared his unpleasant experience at the domestic arrival at the Kuching International Airport. He mentioned that he arrived at the airport at about 7:30 p.m. from Cebu and was stuck in a bottleneck at the gate, which is against the SOPs of social distancing. Apart from that, most of the passengers did not have their e-health declaration form on them. Hence they have to manually scan the QR code printed on laminated paper held by 3 to 4 airport personnel, which led to overcrowding in the area. The man also revealed that he did not see any social distancing markings or lines on the floor. Read the full post here, https://www.facebook.com/permalink.php?marc_story_fbid=31368032666567 and it equals 10000118645644 and __tn __=r because of how hectic it was, the man had to be in the airport for about 40 minutes for a process that usually takes 15 minutes if the SOPs was followed diligently. Malaysia Airports Berhad has reached out to him to apologize as well as to inform him that they have forwarded the matter to those responsible. We strongly urge everyone to follow SOPs to the T. Even if the place you are in does not really follow the rules, take it upon yourself to set an example by following the best practices in any given situation to lower the risk of any future virus transmission. Also read, just in, Resorts World Genting confirms that they will be reopening starting the 19th of June. You have reached the end of this story.